Viewer discretion is advised. Your fave will be criticized.
It's time for March 2024 K-Pop Pop-Off, and this month we're joined by Shanice of K-Pop Box and the How You At You podcast. Woo!
Yay! Thank you so much for joining. You're one of our favorite shows. Please introduce yourself to our listeners if they don't know you already.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your girl, Shanice from K-Pop Box and from the podcast How You At You. We miss Shay. We send love to Shay. She's meant to be here, but she's not well. So I'll hold it down for you, girl. But yeah.
I love it. So how did you get into K-pop? You've been doing a lot in the space for a while, actually.
Yeah. Well, it was a cold night in 1992. No, I think it was like 2004, 5?
Sheesh.
That's early.
That's a whole human being. They're like 20, right? 24, 25. I remember I was in high school and my friend was playing Big Bang. She was playing, like, they just debuted at this point. And I was like, who did? What you watching? She goes, oh, this is Taeyang. Who's Taeyang? What are you talking about? Because I was going through my B2K stage and that was the, okay, I've spoken about this on my podcast. I like Taeyang with the braids. I'm sorry.
Me
I'm
too.
Popular. Thank you. Thank you. See? Maybe it's a bit problematic. I don't know, but they were nice. They were neat.
Yes, lame.
I wasn't offended. And I was like, oh, this is like Korean Omarion. Omarion was my bias. So I was just like, see, girl, you know. So I was just like,
yeah.
Let's dig deeper. That's what happened.
I love that. Taylor was my first like male K-pop artist, but BoA was my into it. But yes, thank you so much for the introduction and letting us know how setting the tone for this episode, because y'all, it's gonna get so fun. So if you're new to CCTV and our pop-off episodes, every month we put up polls on our Patreon and Twitter at CCTV Pops, and you all get to vote for three of K-pop's biggest releases of the month to battle it out in our song, video, and performance rounds. Okay, and if you want to join and have priority choice on our episodes and even what gets featured in K-pop pop-off, you can go to our Patreon and follow us at patreon.com/CCTVPops. We do have a free tier, so don't feel you have to pay us to have a good time. Come join us, y'all. Come on.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into it, just a reminder that this is for pure fun. Please don't take it seriously. Music is subjective, and that's why it's fun to talk about. And you can join in and let us know what wins for you in each round in the comments as well. So this month, you voted for Chungha's Eenie Meenie, featuring Hong Joong of ATEEZ, Highlights Body, and Tempest's Lighthouse. So, let's get ready to rumble.
Round one.
All right, so we got player one, Chungha, with Eenie Meenie, featuring Hong Joong of ATEEZ, and this was done by Chungha, Hong Joong, Connor Blake, Sarah Bo, Anne-Marie, Tom Hollings, Sam Brennan, and To Yoon Kyung. That's a lot of names, y'all. It's a lot of names.
Yeah, some ones to be recognized, though. Anne-Marie's in
there.
Yeah, that's cool. So yes, round one is all about the song itself. So the production, the hook, the vocals, the melody. So, Shanice, start us off. What do you think of Eenie Meenie?
Okay, I'm going to say, I think this song is a grower, but I think there's a reason. I think there's a reason behind it, because obviously she's now moved to a new label. So it's kind of like, let me show you something a little different to what I usually show. And then she also had the teaser and Ready, right? Which is more Chungha. If you think Chungha, you think, yes, work, serve, mother, right?
Yeah.
But this is like more strict back. I was saying, you know, the double bass or the cello. I don't know instruments, child. Let's call it the cello.
It's a bass.
I know it's one of them. It was. It's given b-boy. It's given hip hop.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It kind of reminded me of a Kim song. I don't know if it's a direct sample. I think don't. Was it something about technique?
Don't sweat the technique. Yeah.
It was giving me that kind of vibe. It kind of reminded me a bit of the bass from the BTS No More Dreams, that kind of vibe. Highlights. I do like when she goes into the chorus and how that changes up. And I like the backing as well when she's like, eeny, meeny. So, yeah.
You know what? I heard that too. I was thinking Black Sheep, the engine number that. I was like, oh, hey. Yeah. If you know, like, if you're from New York, you go off in that song. But yeah, no, I also was thinking No More Dream, the BTS, for the youngins who don't know. Oh Lord. But you know, I was actually expecting See You Next Tuesday from her, but this song actually is not atypical for her. I don't know what her fans are called. I guess I'm not one of them. I'm like an outlier that listens to the album apparently. But like her last album, was it Bare and Rare, I think it was. Not the last one, but the one I actually liked. What I'm Ready, XXX, they all kind of fit in this like dark kind of her singing her little register, more sensual kind of like chunga thing. But this song is kind of her just chest voice a lot of it. She had a little rap. I think since Bicycle, I've been a little like wary of her raps because Bicycle was just like, oof, Jesus, oh no, this is not a good rap.
This one, Bicycle.
You know what? It grew on me. But when I first heard it, I was like, oof. I mean, nothing's ever going to beat Sunmi's rap and
girl, let's not do that.
Love her. Went to the show. But yeah, I think this one was better in terms of rapping. I can't say I like hearing her rap because she has a certain tone in her voice that's very like, it's girly pop. It gives you sensual. It gives you bright. But like her being cool, either she should have gone her little register or like, maybe this part could have been arranged a little bit differently where it kind of gave a little bit more of like a cadence of a rap as opposed to actually being a rap because she's like new sensation. And I was like, oh no, baby, no. But it doesn't mean she's bad. I was just like, that took me out of the cool a little bit, you know?
That's a new sensation. That's what it is. She told you what it is.
I love it. But yeah, overall, I think it does fall in line with what she does like on her B-sides, like XXX, like I mentioned before. So it's not bad. It was nice to kind of see what she's going to do, especially with More Vision with Jay Park and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's catchy, but the song is just fine. I mean, maybe it will grow on me a little bit, but it's just not something I ever like really want to listen to. It does feel like they just wanted something that she would kill like as a performance. Which we'll get to and we can decide whether she did or not. But I think her vocal is pretty good. I've always thought her vocal has been kind of limited in kind of what it can do. And in this case, it sounds warm. The attitude is there. It feels relatively genuine, I think. The layers and stuff are dynamic. And I think the production is good. It's mixed well. I don't know. I think I just had high expectations for this since she's been gone for so long. And I don't know if this makes the impact that it was supposed to.
I think that's fair. I think I'm not gonna lie, I'm just like, okay, I thought like once it got to the second verse I was like
stop. Yeah, no, valid.
I'm like this is nice, but
no, valid.
I mean, I like the change up when Hyunjin came in, but
yes, actually yes, what did we think of his rap?
Love him. He's a very cheeky rapper and his flow was very, the triplets, oh my god, nice. Very, I don't even have to understand what this man is saying to be like, oh yeah, that was good, you know what I'm saying? And that's important, especially with rap, because but yeah, no, I like that. Shanice, I see some head nods, so yeah
I agree. He already had what, 19 seconds and he made every that's second it. count.
Yes.
He's like, I'm gonna get my bars in, child. And I was like, yeah, see, you say the words, I don't know what you said,
but yes. He was a good choice, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so moving on to player two, we have Highlight with Body, and this was done by Jung Eun-gi, Kim Tae-young, Dint of Hybrid, Jiwon, and MLC. And so this is Highlight, a.k.a. Beast. And I'm going to be honest, I was surprised that they got picked to be talked about in our show, because I don't know. I feel like the international fans have kind of left them. Like, they're not.
I agree.
Yeah.
The comment sections are always, like, super, super, super Korean, man. I'm sitting there, like, looking for right. us. Any, like, ABC right now. There's barely any. Yeah, so.
Yes, but I'm a Beast stan, so
yes.
I was excited to talk about them. Okay, so, yeah, Chantel, what do you think?
You know what? I am trash for a boy group song. Oh. especially not me giggling like that. Wow, that sounds crazy. But yeah, I am trash for a boy group song. When I heard this song, I was like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, because for me, them doing Light and Bright like has been a secret fave of mine because, you know, they did Angst and Dark Soul well when they were younger, like when they were young men going through life and love. Like, they're grown now. So there's an effortless that almost has to happen over or else it'll come across as like trying too hard to fit in. Mm-hmm. And it's present in this song. The song is flirty lyrically and fun, like in terms of not just shake your body, but like, you know, hey girl, give it a chance. We're just trying to play around. You know, it's light. It's not like, if you leave me, I'm gonna die. Can't breathe without you, like they used to do. So it's like, okay. You know, for them to not have a rapper in this group, they brought the coolness and the swag, major air quotes, to the second verse. That was, I guess, a good switch up with all that like bright, you know, yay, yay-ness. So the little trappy kind of breakdown in the second verse felt like a bridge. So when the dance break came around, I was like, okay, I'm kind of satisfied. I heard what I need to hear throughout the song. So when the dance break came around, I was like, okay, cool. Now, I got to say, these guys have never been bad singers. But now that they're older, the higher pitches sound so much smoother and like floaty as opposed to like pushed. Because we know Yosub used to be pushed. He pushed it. And then Kigwang has a very nasally voice, and now it's kind of just, it's sitting in this way like Kylie Minogue's voice, like where it was like really high pitched, and now as they're getting older, it's starting to shift in this way where it's like, oh, that's nice to the ears and not wild.
Shrill.
Yes, that's the word, shrill. So yeah, I feel like overall it does what it needs to do in terms of like feeling light and bright and easy, and it stands out amongst their, I guess, quote unquote peers. In terms of like, it's not hip hop, it's not swaggy. There's even a little synthesized horn section. I'll take what I can get. But yeah, I enjoyed this one, honestly. I'm a sucker.
Yeah, This one did grow on me. The first time I heard it, I was kind of like, eh. But then as I kept listening to it, I was like, okay, this is actually quite catchy and fun. And I think all the visuals helped with that too. But yeah, the whole chill house kind of light thing is good. I think it's great for kind of this time as we're getting into spring as well. It's fun to sing along to. The fake horn synth situation, I think, could be very divisive.
Yeah.
Because it kind of takes me out a little bit. Now that I know it's there, I think it's fine. But yeah, I think the vocals do make the song, though, because I think if this was given to another boy group, I don't think it would have been as good. Because I think, like you said, like the blend is there. The sound is just super open. That's harmonies, true. Octaves just all sound really full. So yeah, I enjoy this, but I'm also biased because I love Beast.
I'm crying. That's valid, but I'm just boy group trash. Like, I like this style of boy group song where it's not like we liked Replay by B1A4. You know, I like that one because it was just light and bright. It was simple, you know. What about you, Shanice?
Yeah, I describe this song as a perfectly blended cocktail or well seasoned meal. Okay.
Come on now.
Because I was hooked, honey, from 001. I was like, yes, I'm shaking my body. I love it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like a 2024 version, but like grown in sexy, beautiful night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the vibe of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, be teleport back in time. But we're grown, you know? So that's like the vibe that I was getting. You kind of touched on what I was going to say anyway about like the little horn section. I mean, like,
it's there.
But overall, I think vocally, I'm eating it up. And I don't know, I just like the balance of the instrumentation and the vocals together. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like one wasn't overpowering the other.
Yes, so much appreciated. Much appreciated. Oh, wow. So we're at the end already. Wow, it happened so fast. We're at the end of the song section, and now we must each pick.
No, Tempest.
No, girl, oh. you running.
What's happening?
Did I tell you I was sick? Okay, sorry. Yes. So that brings us to our third. What was the last thing you said? Okay, yes. All right. That being said, that brings us to our third and final contestant, Tempest with Lighthouse. And it was done by Bangkok, Ear Candy, 72. To Yoon Kyung again. Ooh. David Anthony, Avenue 52, Square, Hwarang, and Lieu of Tempest. Yeah. So now they've been in our pop-offs since debut now.
Yeah, their fans are passionate.
Yeah, I see that. Respect, y'all. Respect,
yeah,
respect.
Yeah, yeah. But I still don't know too much about them, I'm going to be honest. I've really just listened to the songs that have been chosen for this and not really gone much further than this. But yeah. Just in general, I don't think they have a sound yet. Like, it just all feels a bit faceless, and this song included. Like, it could be any boy band that sings this. Like, it feels very generic. Like, there are some good vocals in there, but no one stands out. Like, there's no tone where I'm like, oh, like, who's that? And I don't know if that's a processing thing or if that's just they're still very young and they just haven't kind of developed that. But the song is fine. Like, if you told me it was a standard good K-pop boy band song, this would be something I would probably picture in my head. So whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know. I think the chorus has a nice melody. The second half of the chorus with the chants and kind of the head voice repeat is nice. I would say the pre-chorus is probably my favorite part. But yeah, I nothing about this stands out at all to me.
What about you, Shanice?
Don't trick me, y'all. But I don't know these men.
Boys.
Sorry to these boys. So I was going into Tempest blind, I'm just gonna be honest. It was very meh to me. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. It was giving. Yeah. I think it was giving like 2015 random K-pop boy group to me, and I was just like, or like a song that I'll hear in H&M when I'm looking for something, and it's like, it's not offensive to the ear, it's just bare.
Oh, you know,
sorry guys, the vocals were clean.
They were,
period. That was nice, and I do like the chanty bit in the chorus and the lighthouse part. The thing is, what's really bad is I actually can't remember the melody right now, because I was so tempted to sing, oh, I like this part of the song that goes,
oh,
but I actually can't.
Oh. That's tough, because, you know, y'all a lot nicer than I'm probably going to be, but I think, you know, they're probably in this point in their career where they're trying to find their sound, and it stinks because, like, now they've been out since, what, 2021, 2022, maybe-ish. But it's been a couple years now. And they're doing this thing that a lot of groups, especially boy groups right now, boy groups are being tossed in the air and hoping whatever sticks hits. So it's like whatever does well for that one comeback, like if they have a win with it, they'll keep doing it for the next two mini albums or two comebacks, right? But for this one, it was rough because for me, I feel like the chorus is weak. Like, I remember the melody, and it was not strong. It was not good. Not in my opinion. And even with their vocal, they're good. Like, their main vocal, I do not remember his name, but he looks like Haewon from NMIX. Like, they are very similar in, like, facial features. I like Haewon. She's my favorite. But yeah, I think even with their strong vocals and their capabilities, in terms of melody and composition, the chorus is the weakest. And the lightness. The lyrics are really sweet, and they're about guiding someone through confusion and uncertainty, and I appreciate the sentiment, but
this song was confusion. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's not even their fault. Unfortunately, the company they're with just doesn't know. Like, Tempest, the whole idea is a storm. Like, they came from Vroom Vroom, which we kind of, like, that was divisive too. Like, I've grown to kind of enjoy in a certain, like, atmosphere, not like on an everyday basis. But, like, I enjoy when they're a little bit more mischievous. Like, Shanice, they do mischievous, not bad boy, but they do, like, I'm kind of naughty, like, really well. And this is not leaning into their strengths. Like, they have interesting faces and voices that lend a little bit more to risk-taking in terms of, like, pop boy group songs. But I guess after coming from Vroom Vroom and Dangerous, they wanted to try something a little bit more sentimental. Now's not the time to do that. Time to keep pressing forward and kind of just balls to the wall. Like, give me spunk. And this wasn't spunky for me, so it's one.
Oh, and I didn't like the rap.
What rap? Oh my gosh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. You deleted it from your mind. I was like, okay, why are we here?
Oh, honey! Oh my God, we get to that music video section. Okay, before then.
Okay, yes. Let's end round one. So we've talked about the song itself. So I'll go first. So if I had to choose a winner for the song, I would go with Highlights Body.
Shanice, you?
I'm going to have to match you, Chris. Same Highlight Body.
Yeah, same body for me too.
Okay, well.
Wow, I'm surprised. The old fogey's coming through.
Let's see if we're this consistent with the next round, because we're moving on to round two, which is about the music video.
Round two.
So let's go back to player one, Chungha, Eeny Meeny. Shanice, start us off. What do you think of the music video?
Okay, I was a bit confused because I'm like, I feel like I'm meant to understand and dig deeper what's going on. I'm missing something. I don't know what it is. When the video first starts, there's like these birds flying away. What does that mean? Does it mean she's set free and she's now on a new journey? Am I reading too much into it? Do I need sleep? Probably. But what does it mean? And then there was like the crystallized version of her at one point. And then there was like black suit. But I don't know if it was her, but like with the sniper pointed things. And I was just like, what does this mean? Duality, dark and light? What's going on? I'm just fishing right now. But the fits were fitting, though. Oh my gosh, the fur coat, the white fur coat, and the glasses.
She's doing it. Yeah, she's doing her thing.
But yeah, but overall, as a cohesive piece, I love the shots. They did like a match cut thing in one of the dances. I love a good match cut show. And but she, like, I think it was like the first chorus in like the alleyway, and the shutters were changing. I was like, okay, I see you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was all over the place. Sorry, but
no, it was not.
No, that was great.
Maybe because I understand. Cause I'm like, we're like two of the same person. I agree with the styling. Chungha's always served like editorial in her music videos, but this time it's like
Street.
You know? It's like with Boa with her Negadora phase. Like, she had gone from like Kiss My Lips and like the other like very femme kind of performance, and now suddenly she's like, I'm wearing cool clothes and furs and I have puffs on my head. This is stylistically what Chungha's doing, I feel like. I appreciate some of the styling in this video, because boy, it was giving like Gen Z Disney Channel. Like, you know what I'm talking about, where the stuff was just thrown on top of each other because it's expensive and not because it's like a nice outfit. I'll get into it in the performance section. But yeah, certain outfits, I was like, girl. Aside from that, the ambiguous figure, like you said, was strange. I think the color blocking in certain scenes was great. Like, we all know K-pop videos composition is just great in terms of just like colors and palettes, but I really enjoyed like the red and the blue, the primary colors together. Come on, man, it's popped off. Hongjoon wearing a brighter color amongst this drabby apartment scene was nice to see too, even for his long 19 seconds, as you mentioned. It was nice to kind of see him because he brought a little bit more energy. I think overall this video was meant to be like a W Magazine page turn with choreography, like, because literally it was just like fashion, but it was just dance shots, because I don't think we ever got like one scene of her just standing and serving phase. It was always I'm moving, I'm gliding, I'm with the crowd, you know. So I think I liked it, but like Chris, it kind of leads to what Chris was saying, like, what else can we get from this right now?
My expectations were high. She always does a good job, I think, on camera. Like, she's super charismatic and she's a good performer. I do think so. I enjoyed the look of the like the primary color like studio dance scenes, but I almost feel like they didn't match like the grungier sets, because I enjoyed kind of the dark kind of like orange lighting of like the grungy apartment building or whatever, like the lounge or whatever that they were, the abandoned thing that they were in. I don't know. An abandoned something.
Tenement. I don't know.
Like, I thought that little scene where they're dancing like in like in an alleyway or whatever, like, I thought that was really cool. So I feel like it didn't match how slick the like studio scenes were, so I just didn't really get that choice, I guess. But I think she did a good job. I will say, again, I say this a lot, that I think K-pop overdoes the CGI. And I think this is another case, like, we did not need the dripping walls, like the random silver puddles and stuff. I was like, that I mean, maybe they mean something. Like, let me know if they do.
What does it mean, Chris? What does they mean?
But I was just like, that doesn't add anything. Like, the whole shutters, like, just changing and stuff. Like, that was enough. They didn't need all this oozing stuff on the wall. Like, I just didn't understand, like, the extra budget that they felt they needed to spend.
Shoot.
But I enjoyed it. Like, I think she's good on camera. So I thought it was, at least I was entertained the whole time.
Oh, true that. Yeah. That's it.
Also, at the end, when she's sitting in a chair, and that's what you do. It's like the dancers reverse, like they walk backwards. What's that? See, I just want to know what it means.
Oh, now we're getting a lore.
Yeah, it's just like, am I just reading too much into it, or they're just putting that cool stuff in there? Because I don't know.
Does she normally have a lore? No, right?
No, she just serves as she's like, pink dot period at the end of her sentences. Now it's like, dot. Like, I don't know this time. All right. Moving on to highlight with a body. All right. So when I watched the video, can I tell you, I was like, swimming pool, 30-year-old men, swimming pool. And then, bam, here we are, suits. That, I think, sets the tone of the video, like, without a doubt. Because you're thinking one thing, and then something else happens, and it has a little bit of, like, humor to it. Like, they're sitting there doing stretches, like, old men by the pool when they could be, like, laying there being all hot and getting girls to bring them drinks, and they didn't have that, and they could have. Because we all seen the videos, like, 2 p.m., put your hands up. That was legit. Like, let's go to the club. Make it obvious. But yeah, no, this video wasn't really focused too much on, like, the words of the song, which I appreciate. It was more about the satisfying colors, the overall vibes, the idea of not taking oneself too seriously. Because at this point, they're, like, what? Like, 30-somethings year olds now, right? So it's, like, at this point, like, the colors, they're so nice. Again, we take K-pop for granted at this point because we're like, oh, we've seen it. But even when they're, like, not matching outfits, like, especially in the elevator scene, it was so satisfying to see the color palette because there was green. It was definitely Disney Channel styling, but the colors made sense to the elevator, to the lobby, and so on to the rest of the video. The silhouettes are really simple in the gentleman's lounge, but it has nods to the Western trends that are hot right now. Like, right now, like I said, they're men in their 30s, and they're not trying to be dressed in, like, several thousand layers of streetwear. And I think that is something that really stood out to me, aside, because usually I'm like, oh, the story, but I was actually just watching it and being like, I like this. I like that. Oh, nice outfit. Not, thank God he's not wearing baggy jeans and a backwards hat, you know? Y'all know.
To be fair, they did wear that for their B-side promotions. I don't know if you watched that.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, man.
We're not talking about that. Yeah, no.
Yes, no. I actually loved this video. I appreciated the whole kind of sophisticated barbershop suit shop lounge idea. Because, like you said, it does match their age. And it's also just, it balances the brightness of the song well. Uh-huh. Like, they didn't go too cute with it, which was the right decision, for sure. But yeah, I just also just enjoyed watching them. Like, they're clearly just having fun now. Mm-hmm. Like, all those little scenes where, like, one of them is singing really seriously in the front, and the other three are just, like, fooling around the back. Or, like, Dongwoon missing the pool ball and, like, laughing at himself. Like, it's those little moments that are just super charismatic and cute to see. And I enjoyed all of those little moments way more than the dancing scenes, which they did a good job of the dancing scenes, but they also were never, like, really that known for that either.
What?
So,
Chris, no, stop. Sorry. What do you mean?
No, like, other than, like, the breath, I don't know. They were never, like, I always thought, like, Infinite was always, like, way stronger dancers. Like, SHINee were way stronger dancers. Like, they were never in that generation. I don't count them as one of the best dancing groups. You guys do?
Yeah. Although I found out about Pre-Pix because, like, the dance crew idea of, like, choreographing for a boy group was from, because Pre-Pix, like, breath is really complicated in terms of intricacy. You know, like, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but also I don't. It's like knowing a little bit of Spanish, but not completely, just enough to get the food, you know? Like, oh my God, Chris. I knew this about you. But also, speaking of Beast and Highlight, be sure to check out our episode of Why Fiction was one of the best boy group pop songs. It's on our channel. Yeah, and we talk about their footwork, which was iconic.
It was.
But that was that apparently alone, the only...
That alone should tell you the answer, Chris. What are you talking about?
No, there's
about?
A difference between, like, that's an iconic dance move, yeah, but yeah. I don't think of them as, like, as, dancing yeah, is not what you. They're known for, though. Do you know what I mean?
No. No, I get what you mean. I didn't
know. Yeah, we're teasing. But yes, yeah, so Shanice, what do you feel about the video?
I feel like you guys have covered quite a lot, but I do like the balance of they still had the, you know, the K-pop beauty shots, like, you know, looking to the distance. But it was like it was like the right amount. Like it was the right we're crazy, we're having fun. So yeah. I like that. I love the, you know, there was like those shots where someone would look and it would zoom in and then pan down. I like those shots. Oh. It kept the video moving. Like it didn't mm-hmm. feel stagnant. I just like how everything kind of flowed. I do love the whole wacky styling. Wasn't really wacky, but you know what I mean. The whole barber. Is it a barbershop or not? I don't know.
Taylor barbershop.
It was yeah. like a full gentleman's club, like you said. Yeah, it was just like that... all of them just like put together.
Looking yeah, fine like, as hell.
I love the contrasting of the colors. They mm-hmm. came through with the color grading. I was just like, I felt like a kid watching cartoons or something. I was like, oh, look at it. Amazing. And yeah, it was very performance-based, but mm-hmm. I liked it. It was the right amount.
It's about the right amount. Okay, so here we are with the final round. So here we are with the final player.
Tell us how you really feel.
Freudian slip, boy. All right, so here we are with the final player,
Tempest,
with Lighthouse. Okay. So, Shanice, do you want to kick? I'll let you kick us off. What do you think?
Oh, you want me to get dragged first? I see how it is. Okay, so I don't know anyone's name, so everyone is called My Man. So My Man opened the MV. Uh-huh. He started singing. He says Sail Away, and I went to Sail Away because I was like, what is this, honey? And the sailor suits was giving party store sailor suits. It wasn't even like... zhuzhed up or something. It was just like, really? It was given party store. I'm sorry. It's like, oh my gosh, we have a photo shoot. We have a music video shoot today. Quick, what size are you again? Oh, okay. And then, okay. Talking about these suits, because I feel like I'm going to have a nightmare about it. We get to our favorite part, the rap, and they decide, let's give them hats. Oh, that's why. You said this was a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. It was performance based, but I feel like, again, like the song, it wasn't really giving me, it was giving meh. Like, it wasn't giving me anything, to be honest. Mm. I was just like, okay. And then I didn't understand why it started raining.
Yeah.
Because of the stormy seas. Give them a chance.
But they're inside the lighthouse, right? So yeah, why is it raining inside?
It was raining.
Well, that was definitely not a lighthouse, but sure, yes. They were supposed to have been in a lighthouse.
I'm giving them creative freedom right now.
No, you're right. You're right. It was raining inside.
Listen, when it started to rain, I out loud I said, girl.
No.
What is the reason?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I didn't know if they were trying to tell a story. There was no story.
No.
But I was really trying.
Yeah,
they gave us Sailor, and then they didn't go anywhere with the Sailor. I mean, the other outfits where they're all like styled individually was okay.
Okay, so she's not feeling it, everybody.
Okay, I didn't hate the video as much as you did, I don't think. I will agree, though, that the concept just wasn't fully there. Like, I feel like if you have a song called Lighthouse, like, it kind of writes itself. Like, you can start off on a boat, or like at least a scene on a boat, or like, and there could be scenes next to an actual lighthouse or in front of an actual lighthouse. I mean, I thought that one scene Yeah, maybe that is the rap section where it's just one of them, and then there's like those the lighting pillars with the one light on top. I mean, oh, that at least like felt like I was like, okay, I get it. Like, it's a they're lighthouses.
See,
like,
I didn't get lighthouse from that because it gave down broken studio because I was just seeing all this scaffolding and then lights, and then I was blinded by the hat. So maybe it was the hat that blinded me. I don't know, but I didn't get gosh. Lighthouse.
Valid. You know what? I was actually okay with the sailor kind of thing because yeah, they're called Tempest. The song is called Lighthouse. Like, there's the seas involved, so at least there's like an attempt at a concept there, because what they're wearing in the building that's not a lighthouse has nothing to do with anything.
It pirates
and doesn't
I
match
guess.
The song either.
No,
so I actually preferred the sailor outfits to the random street outfits. Yeah, I don't know, it was fine.
Okay, hang on, wait, y'all.
Wait, can I say something before you get into your thesis? Can we just bring back female leads? I feel like we needed someone to just stare out into the distance, like,
my
do you know what I mean?
Something to maybe chase for.
Yeah, I feel like they were MacGuffin. Yearning for nothing. Like, I don't... What
friendship.
Were you singing? Yeah, like...
Friendship, what? Babe. They're anyway. Chasing after friendship. They do not peep the enemy. They're like, oh, brother.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Like that, yeah. No, it's at this. You're right. Bring back the female lead, actually. Hang on. Hashtag bring back the female lead. You know what, guys? You know, can I tell you? I also did not mind the nautical streetwear. What would kind of help the silhouette not look so berries and cream, Lord Farquaad. You know what I'm talking about with the socks and the shorts. Was the fact that they use cargo pants and then like designer shirts underneath it. So they try to create a different silhouette. I'm grasping at straws. But yeah, they use the cargo, they use the slipper boot looking thing. Like, they tried to bring some type of urban style to the nautical look. The video goes more with the lyrics. The lyrics, like, you know, feel my light, feel my love. When things are foggy and you're lost, I'll be the brightness in your world, as opposed to like nautical nonsense. So even though there are some nods to like, you know, aye, captain, like that kind of thing, I think the whole idea was whoever directed it, gorgeous coloring, the lens flares are nice, the color grading as usual on point, we love that. But like you were saying, Shanice, some of the the solo shots were a little like, what's going on? But I think it's because they were going with the lyrics of the song as opposed to like trying to create a story. I will say I agree with you in that second verse. First of all, the rap, they've done better. Second of all, I don't like how, I think it's Lou, takes the jacket off his shoulder to show a little skin. I'm like, this is not that song, sir. It's the whole like trying to be like sensual. I just, that part threw me for a loop. That's one thing I have like my biggest qualm about the video, because you're sitting there, like you said, in this broken down studio talking about some, yeah girl, I got you, with your suspender straps and like it's just in the hat. Yeah, no. I actually don't mind the indoor shot. Again, it is giving Disney style. Like, I don't know why we're bringing that back with the Disney Channel styling. I don't know what happened. But we're back. I don't mind that one. But yeah, I feel like for what they had, like with little bits of sets, they dressed it up as much as possible. Like in the beginning, some of it was bare. And then toward the end, they added more elements, like literal elements, like water and smoke and then lights. So for that, I commend the company for at least trying to do something. But much like the song, much like, okay, we're going to get into the choreography later, but everything's a little bit just not their best work. You know, so yeah, sorry guys, sorry fans.
Yeah, okay, so what wins for you then, Chantel?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for body, because I like the styling, I like the video, they look fine as hell. That is Chungha, she's gorgeous. Like, that's not a reason. I love Chungha, I'm a huge fan. Apparently I don't know what the names of the fans are, but I like her. But yeah, no, I feel like overall the storytelling, lack thereof storytelling, whatever, was more cohesive and understandable in their video. And the styling was there too. It had everything that I like in the video for sure. And there's choreography. So, I mean, and they're fine. So, what about you?
Okay. Shanice, how about you?
Same. But I feel like I'm being biased at this point. But I don't know. I think the only reason why I didn't pick, I don't know, because it was I was never going to be Tempest.
Surprise.
No, I don't know what Chunga, I don't know, something's like just shy of. I don't,
yeah,
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's the jarring shot of what you were saying before, Chris, about like the kind of the grunginess and then the studio shot. Even though I liked it, mm-hmm. it seems like it could have been two separate things. But like, that's just me like nitpicking.
Yeah, right. Just it's a very short gap between first and second for me right now.
But... yeah, I agree with everything you both said. I will also go with body.
Damn.
So... it's a sweep so far. Let's see if we stay consistent there with our third round, which is about the performance and choreography. So,
round three.
Beanie Meanie. All right, let's switch it up. I'll go first. Again, she's kind of known for her performance ability, so my standards are very high for her, and I think they did a good job. Like, I'm glad, you know, the budget's there. You know, that's always like the worry, you know, when you go to a new place. But clearly, you know, she's got a good team around her. She's got a whole crew of background dancers with her, very skilled background dancers, and the choreography is awesome. Like, it's good stage choreography. Like, Chantel and I, we talk about it all the time, right? Like, a lot of K-pop has become dance crew choreography and not just good stage choreography, but this is a great example of what stage choreography can be. There's nothing too crazy or technical in it. It's a lot of kind of standard street style, quote unquote, grooves and stuff, but there's good musicality, and the staging dynamics are really great with the different levels, with the different pictures, with their interactions with the different little groups of background dancers at times, and then all of them come together. So yeah, I think this is a good example of just good stage choreography, and I think it was effective, and the little point dance is effective, so yeah, I think it all works.
Copy and paste what you said, Chris. I also wanted to highlight, I love the opening image when they reveal Chunga. I was like, oh, okay, come on, formation. I like that. That was cute. And
the pointing
and the that I said before, and then she was really I don't know if you guys, because I watched a few performances. I watched when she was doing it live. And when the rap bit comes on, she's really feeling herself. I thought she was feeling herself before, like, because she was giving it throughout the whole performance, but that she really gets into it. And I do like in the video, I don't think she does it for the live performances, little slide.
No, she doesn't. Yes, I love that part. Yeah. Oh my God.
That'd be so hard to do live though, so I get it.
They pull her foot. She could have did it. Whatever.
No, because she actually has to swing her head. She has to swing her leg around someone's head, and then they pull her. Girl, no, we got time for that.
Girl, it's complicated. You right. You know, I noted that one as a standout too, because it's really impressive that La Chica, shout out to them. I think it was, I forgot her name, the main choreographer, but La Chica has been a longtime collaborator of Chunga, and I think they get her in terms of what she can do. Like, when she was on Hit the Stage, she was popping, she was tutting. Like, she's a very capable dancer. But they figured out how to give her hip-hop grooves and also give her femme. And I think this dance definitely showcases that, because throughout it, it's very performative. Like, I'm that girl. I'm going to give you what you need. Here's some intricacy right here. I need to be serious right now. Here's some grooves. But then Hong Joon's part come around, and she's keeping up with the hip hop, the actual hip hop that's happening there, not like, oh, street jazz. Like, no, there's like isolations and like little pop moves that she's doing. Performance wise, it's been interesting watching again. I don't know what's going on with K-pop right now. But I hate that jellyfish top with the green pants performance because of the outfit, not because she sucks. The giant vest with the huge pants. Like, we're talking about the performances. I'm the one that goes, oh, the outfits always. But yeah, I just think certain times like that, I'm like, I want to see her movement, but she's literally swimming in some of the clothing that she's doing this body wave that you can't see because all you see is a bubble vest rotating. And I was like, OMG, that is so annoying. I do like it when they style her with that sophisticated look, but add that streetwear, like a blazer with the rhinestones, but then you have like the little Aaliyah tomboy situation at the bottom. I feel like this is definitely the era where she's trying to refine her voice and maybe refine the style. But I like it when she leans more into traditional like imagery of Chungha. Sonically, she doesn't have to, but like just visually, give someone people something to latch onto. Otherwise, it's just you're getting styled like any other K-pop girl group. But yeah, that's not like a huge dock of points or anything like that. But I just noticed that, and I was getting kind of annoyed watching those performances, like not being able to see her articulate movements because of the extra frou-frou on her. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, K-pop otherwise, great.
K-pop stylists just never know how to style for performance at all.
No,
they don't think about movement. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all rented clothes too, so it's never like actually tailored to them because they have to put it back.
Yes.
Oh boy. Ugh, good job to her though. She beat. All right, so up next is Highlight. And, you know, in my notes I have, there had never been one to shy away from intricate choreo. And you sat there and said last round they don't do that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say the choreo wasn't intricate. I said they're not known for being the dance, like, you know, the dancing standard boy band. Like they just never were. Yeah.
No, no. It's just so funny. I was teasing. But they don't really shy away from it. And I'm glad that they haven't fallen into that trap of being too athletic though. Mm. Like intricacy is something they've done, right? I think with breath, they went on the floor and did like some isolated like mess, but that was like the extent of their athleticism. This here is just them dancing, super clean arms. The movements are just, it's nice to kind of watch them actually perform, get solo moments. But then when the chorus comes around, that's when they throw us all the good moves. Not, here's a moment, here's a moment, here's a moment, here's a moment. You're still looking for more. You know, like they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at you. This one was more just like, here's our vocals, our visuals, and then here is the dance break that we're actually supposed to go off in. And or just having a good time or just grooving. Either way, but the dance break serves that purpose to kind of be like, here's our moves. Yeah. I mean, they kind of get a little aggressive, major air quotes, in the second verse, but that's just Kikon just, you know, body rolling and doing that thing that he does with this thing, you know, shame. That's about it. I appreciate the choreography. Simple enough to learn and fun enough to want to be learned. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I would mirror what you said. I think one of the highlights were they did a lot of hand stuff. I like a little bit of hand choreo. What am I doing? the only thing I would say, and I'm really, 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 really nitpicking, is sometimes when I'm watching them, it feels like I can see them count still in their hip. And sometimes it's giving, I'm doing the dance, but I'm not getting any feeling from it. It's like robotic a bit. Sometimes I'm just like, it's like, okay, I know I'm meant to go over here now. Okay, I'm meant to go over here now. Give face. And this is like, I just wish that they had a little bit more fun, just a little bit, before they get to, you know, the last quest where they're like jumping and stuff. That's when they like go for it. But I just wish they kind of used it throughout a bit. It wasn't as uniform, but that's me.
That's valid. I think it's hard because Ki Kwang is just like so good.
Annoyingly good, yeah.
And he doesn't like hold back to like match the other three. He kind of just goes for it. So I don't think that helps either with that. Yeah. First off, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the only person that could ever match him was he's now not in the group. So.
Oh, Hyunsung?
Yeah, he's a pop a lot. He was.
Yeah.
He was actually good. But yeah.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, so we also have to mention the live vocals. Because, you know, K-pop, not many people singing live. And singing live and doing it well.
Yeah.
And Highlight, they sound amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they sound so good. Like, Yoseob, I still think, has one of the best voices in K-pop ever. But the others can hold it down, too. Like, we've never really talked about it because we haven't done a full Beast episode yet. But Dongwoon improved so much, like, through the years. Ooh. And he's super impressive now as well.
Yeah.
Got to shout out the live vocals. But yeah, I think the choreo is fun. And I think it allows for them to sing live. Like, they aren't really going full out at all. Like, I think it is only that dance break thing where they, like, actually, like, really hit it hard. They're kind of going at, like, 75% kind of the whole time. And I think that is so that they can sing live and so that it does at least feel a little more loose and a little more fun. Because I think if they were trying to hit everything, it just wouldn't match the song as well. So I think that was just a good choice. I think this was good. I appreciated the four background dancers to add some dynamics there. I will say the Studio Choom performance, I don't know if you guys saw that. They were taking themselves so seriously in that. There wasn't even a smile in there. Like, and I was like, okay, like, this is not matching the song at all. So I'm glad for the music shows. They're smiling and laughing and stuff. Because, yeah, the Studio Choom one was bizarre.
Yeah, it was too cool.
I think I really vibe off the crowd. Because, like, fan chanting.
That's true.
They were there. So.
Shaking their body. Yeah.
That part.
Okay, now, player three, Tempest. So, we weren't huge fans of the song or the video, but what did you think of the choreography and the performance? Chantel, go for it.
Oh, shoot. You know, I don't have much to say. They can dance better than what they were given. I'm going to say that now. the shapes were cute in the beginning, but, like I don't know what this little stirring up the pot thing was. Like, I looked at the lyrics, and it didn't make sense either. I was trying so hard. If they could have, like, a little, you know, a little ship or something. I don't know who choreographed this, but it wasn't Weed and Boys like they did for Vroom Vroom. I could tell you that much. The nautical idea is cute, I guess, in terms of, like, the styling. But then the lyrics were very much like, I'll reach out to you, girl. I'll be there for you. They're trying to give you reaching and length and, you know, like, contemporary meets hip hop. So it just felt like nice shapes, nice gowns, pretty gowns. Like, that's what it was giving. It was just giving beautiful gowns, lovely dresses. It was that. And, like, you know what really bothers me? I'm surprised, like, there's no lift in this dance. Like, for the whole lighthouse imagery, I would have gone full on choreography and lifted and then dropped the person and spread them out. Listen. As someone who's choreographed for a lot of people and currently choreographed for 17 people, there's a lift in my dance. If the song is called Lighthouse or anything to do with the dang sky, oh yeah, you're getting tossed. But there's no level of that. And I'm like, dang, I wonder what would have happened if they would have had even like a little Hive stylized choreography. This is the one time I would have been like, okay, maybe we do need somebody to throw themselves on the floor or like get lifted. I just needed some level where someone's foot were not on the ground. And it didn't happen for me. Hmm. But it was okay. I just feel like there's more risk that could have been taken, but by the book choreography. Is it satisfactory in terms of movement? Yeah. Does it give people a chance to sign? Yeah. The point dance, I don't know what it is. I guess these little monkey arm thingies. I don't...
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, right? The hand and the eye searching.
Okay. Yeah. See, I forgot that even happened because I was just trying to look for something to latch onto and I could not. And by the time that came around, it was too late. But yeah, no, they're good performers, and I feel like the song and everything else we've been talking about just doesn't display that. And Tempest fans, you can come for us if you want, but at the end of the day, are we wrong? Have they had better? And I think the answer is yes. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I would actually like to know how this has done. Like, how has it done compared to the other Tempest songs? Again, I think none of us just know enough about them to even really gauge that. But I'm curious what the fans think of this song. So let us know in the comments. But yeah, so for me, after watching the last two performances, especially this choreo just looks so extra. Like, they are going hard. This one is cardio for sure. Yeah. I don't mind the like hand choreography kind of representing the lights. That happens quite a lot. Like, that happens in the chorus and also happens in the verse. And yeah, also the like kind of circle going around as well. So at least they tried with the concept. I understand what you mean in that if you have such like a title that has an image so associated with it already, like just play off of that and just go for it, which is what I thought for the music video as well. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. Again, it's just like really typical of what all these boy groups are doing now. It's like crazy cardio with extreme grooves, except they don't actually feel it. They're just like, they're just hitting it without actually feeling anything.
Yeah. I feel so bad for them.
It's like they were going through the motion of it all. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like I enjoyed their live performances more than the Fiji.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can see more. I was like, okay.
Okay. Get it.
And I kind of like the little lighthouse thing. I was like, that's cute. And the little bridge section. Yeah, I thought it was cute. But again,
Oh, you know what? Listen,
it didn't
y'all.
Want to. It didn't make you want to explore more.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They definitely tried. As you guys mentioned it, they did have a lot of like searching for you light thingy. So I'll give that to them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's valid. So Tempest fans, we don't hate them. We just dislike what the creative team is doing with them. Make that very clear.
Yes.
But be nice. closing that out, Chris or Shanice, who I went first last time, right? So
yeah, I guess Shanice will go first then.
Yes, please.
Performance. I'm going to give it to Chunga this time, actually.
I agree. I'm going to give it to Chunga. She has the textures, she has the technique, and she has a voice on whatever stage lets them sing live. So, yeah.
Yeah, Chunga. Dang, we're on the same page this time, because I also was going to go with Chunga, because I tend to go, like, if there's one I want to learn the most, and that one definitely is it.
Yeah, yeah. Mine turned into, do I want to teach that choreography? There's a circle choreography in the second pre-verse, pre-hook. That got me, and I was like, oh yeah, no, this is gonna be my pick. I didn't have to watch it anymore. I was like, oh, this is my... I wish I made that up. Like,
okay, so now time for the overall winner. Again, I am kind of biased, but I have to give it to Highlight. I'm just excited that they're back. I think the song is really fun. It does feel like an elevated, like, Beautiful Night or like kind of the cuter stuff that they've done in the past, and they sound really good. So, yeah, if I had to listen to another one right now, or listen to one of these songs again right now, it would be that one.
Your body's still in there. Body is the winner for me. I try to get it out of my head, but I keep saying, hey, your body, your body, your body. Yeah, no, I think that one's stuck in my head. Eeny, meeny is right there, though. It's just, I think it depends on, like, my mood.
Yeah. Yes, Highlight for me, baby. I think I'm biased, but I think that what pushed me over the edge is the song captured me first, whereas I feel like any meaning when I had to, okay, where's going, that's what made them win for me.
Yeah, valid. Ooh, well, listen, CCTV crew and everybody in between, let us know what wins each round for you, of course, and drop comments of, you know, who wins. Please be nice, let us know your notes, all that good stuff like that. Thank you so much, Shanice, for joining us. You are a
thank
pleasure.
I want to come back,
girl. You're going to,
yes.
Can you please plug yourself one more time for our viewers and our listeners?
So I'm Shanice from K-pop Box. I need to come back with that, but that's a different, we'll talk about it another time. I have a podcast called How You At You, where we discuss news, unpopular opinions, and stuff that we're just generally watching, listening to. So if that's your thing, you could check us out on Instagram, which is How You At You, and all the links and stuff were there. And we're on all major platforms you like to listen to podcasts on. So yeah.
Yes, definitely go check that out. We definitely will have you back on with Shay as well.
Yeah.
You're so much fun. We love your show.
Oh, thank you.
For sure. All right. So for all of the CCTV crew, we are also available on all platforms. You can check us out on YouTube. Please subscribe. And you can also subscribe on Spotify for some exclusive bonus episodes as well. You can also follow us at CCTV Pops and DM us. Tell us what you want us to talk about on our show. Until next time, that's Chantel and Shanice.
And that's Chris.
And we're signing off from CCTV, the nonstop pop show.